Hey, Pete, sorry.
Hey, what's up? So, yeah.
My reception on T-Mobile is terrible. So, they switched banks from, it used to say Business Backer, DDD or something. You can probably see it on the written statements there. And then you'll start seeing something called Anovia Unlimited or something like that.
Anova.
They switched banks, and I didn't know they switched banks, and the name would change on the debit statement. So I went to Wells Fargo and actually said, I don't recognize this merchant, and I've called several times. I can't get a call back. I have no idea who it is, so I want you to put a stop payment on so I figure out who the hell it is. And then a couple weeks ago, I got a little backer saying that their withdrawals have been denied, so I called them, and they explained that they switched, and yes, it now says Anova. So that's why there's a period of time where there was no withdrawals.
Then did they charge you for whatever you missed, obviously?
No, they're super cool.
Oh, cool. So they just kind of picked back up with it?
Yep, at a 7% rate, yeah.
Anova, I see it. It starts with an
E. Enova.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's now the business backer.
I see, 218, and then I should probably see it again on the 4th. I don't see it on the 4th. That might have been a weekend. No.
I just did my banking online, and I saw there was one from the last one was 2-2-something.
Yeah, why is it only coming? It's not coming daily anymore. It should be in here. I saw the one, and then I see it on the 12th. Are they charging you weekly now?
No, it should be every day still. Yeah. I don't know if they're still having some issues or what, but...
Yeah, I see it. 10-3, $218. 10-4, I don't see... Yeah, there's nothing on 10-4. 10-5 is, nothing. 10-6, you got nothing. 10-7, nothing. And then all of a sudden it happens up again on... the 12th for like $1,400, which is pretty... And then...
The $1,400 charge, that's, what was the date on that?
10-12.
Yeah, that's what resulted in my going to the bank and saying, hey, what the hell's going on here?
That's probably that fat one that they caught you back up on, whatever, how many days you missed. But, so, if that...
I mean, if you want, I can put you in touch with the guy if you want. That's not a problem.
Yeah, I'm just trying to comb through it and make sure, they're all there. But... could you just also send me a copy of the merchant statement for October?
Yeah, I can do that. I actually have it on my desktop right now because I have to do it for somebody else. Yeah, perfect. I can do that right now.
Yeah, they requested, can you send me a copy of your driver's license and the merchant statement for October? And
yeah. I didn't send you all the merchant statements already?
You did. October wasn't in there for some reason. I think it just, maybe the day that you send it, you didn't have it already.
I didn't have it, so I'll go on my merchant portal and see if I have it now.
Cool. They also had one little question too, as to why the address is a little bit different between the business bank statement and the one you have on the application. What's the one?
I have a PO box at the UPS store, and that's where most of my bills go.
Oh, so the 18521 East Queen Creek Road is a P.O. box?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's unit number 105, and my P.O. box is number 452.
Yours is 452?
Yeah, their suite number is 102. No, what is it? 18521 East Queen Creek Road. Their suite number is 105, and my literal P.O. box is 452.
I gotcha. Alrighty then. So...
Driver's license October and what else?
Driver's license October and that's it. I just needed an explanation from the bank switching over and why. So you just get all your mail sent to the PO box for the business. That's pretty much it for that address explanation.
That That's why there's three addresses. Yeah, 2261 is my physical address. 18521 is my mailing address.
Okay, gotcha. Perfect. All right, shoot that over.
I'll jump online right now.
All right, okay. Thank you, man.
Thanks, Pete.
Take care.
Okay.